Bishop David Oyedepo, our father, as God uses him to expound the mystery of his word to us tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This shall be to every one of us a month of transfiguration. Not just a change of story, but a change of persons. Whatever is missing to make his work in our hands long lasting will be unveiled to us. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. I want us to know that anytime we stand before God's people to minister, he's ministering through us. So he's talking to us too. I think that should really help. Come and learn of me, that's what he said. Not come and learn of one short man. Come and learn of me. So Jesus is the one teaching through whatever verse there is in front. And he's speaking to everybody, including himself. That will go a long way to transform us in ministry. That when you are ministering, not you, we. Amen. We need to get down to prayer and fasting. We, not you. We need to get out there on the field pursuing after souls. We, not you. We need to help the needy around us. We, not you. It will change many things in our lives. Because the things we see, we think we are saying it to the people. He's saying it to all of us, including the microphone that he's using. Because we are mere microphones. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come and learn from me as I speak through those fellows. Eh? And you shall find rest for your souls. Everybody. The future is for the humble. The proud has no future. The proud has no future. The future is for the humble. Life in the kingdom is the word of the meek, not the arrogant. The meek only will he teach his way. The meek will he guide the way that shall go. So yes. Moses is very meek. And Moses is very great. The future is for the humble. The proud has no future. Pride goes before destruction. There is no future. May we all be open to learn at his feet. Don't mind any figure standing here. Mind the one who is speaking through them. Mind the word. The living word. That changes lives. It shall be awesome. It shall be awesome. It shall be awesome. It shall be awesome. No one here will ever return the same way again. We used to sing one old time song. Open my eyes, O Lord, hallelujah. Open my eyes, O Lord, hallelujah. Open my eyes, O Lord, I am ready to obey. Father, thank you again. Take all the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Please, let's get seated. I want to again heartily welcome everyone that made time out to partake of this conference. I've had some things I never had in my life in getting ready for this meeting. And I believe it's because someone is here that needs that for a stress-free life, for a life of assurance, so that we end all guesswork and keep you on the straight path of continuous triumph in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every living thing grows. And the church is called the church of the living God. The church of the living God. Jesus, who is the head of the church, ever liveth. And everything living grows. So the church is ordained for continuous and endless growth. Tonight we're looking at vision is fundamental to anything called ministry. Vision is fundamental. You can't experience growth without a vision for growth. As far as your eyes can see unto you, will I give it? At the root of every outstanding experience in ministry is vision. Where there is no vision, the struggle continues. But he that follows the dictates of the vision in his endeavors, happy is he. Vision is fundamental. As far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. You can't see it, he can't give it. You see it first before you can give it. We have always looked at vision from one perspective only, God appearing to someone and then, you know, unveiling his agenda. But I'm glad to tell you tonight that there's a more sure channel for assessing God's plan and purpose for our lives and for what task is put in our hands. The Bible is the custodian of revelations and visions. We are enlightened to assess the revelation. We are illuminated to see his plan in pictures. And that's what we call vision. The vision of all is like a book that's written and give it to a man that's not learned. Read it, my friend. He said, I cannot because I'm not learned. And then it was given to a man that was learned. Read it, I beg. He said, I can't because it's sealed. The vision of all, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 12, is as a book. The words of a book that's sealed, which men deliver unto one that's learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, because it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. He said, I'm not learned. The vision of all, the vision of all, the vision of all is packaging that book called the Bible. The vision of all. The vision of all. So, what is the vision of God concerning church growth? You catch it, you run with it, you see it. The word of the Lord which Isaiah saw. So there is a word you hear. Then there is a word you see. God never told Moses, here, I've made you a God to Pharaoh. See. See. It's that vision that made this man just took Egypt by ransom. Took Egypt by storm, sorry. See, how many did God unto Pharaoh? See, being able to see his purpose, is what we call vision. See his plan. See his purpose concerning any subject matter. Through the world. We call it vision. The Bible contains God's thoughts and purpose for his people. His kingdom and the world around us. By myself I sworn that as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. My plan, my thought, my purpose is in my book. As the rain comes down from heaven and it turns not either for water as the earth and causes it to board, that it may give food to the eater and seed to the sower, so shall my word be. It shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish that which I please or that which I purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. God's word is a carrier of his plan and purpose concerning any subject matter. As it relates to you and me and to the work of the Lord in our hands. His plan and purpose for his church in these last days is in his book. It shall come to pass in the last days, Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3, that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow. How many people shall go and say, come here and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and put pride aside to the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways and will walk in his path. For out of Zion in the last days shall proceed the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That's his plan. That's his purpose. That's his vision for the end time church. point of reference in all areas. Exhibiting authority in all fronts. Not just a church of numbers. Yes, amazing numbers. But a church of power. Amen. Psalm 110 and verse 1 to 3. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand, and I made the enemies their footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of the enemies. That's the church. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 27. This is God's agenda for the end time church and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. That's agenda. You don't need to therefore sleep and see one angel flapping wings. This is God's plan for the end time church. It's ordained a church of multitudes, a rope with power. He said, fear not, little flock. Don't let anybody get on your way. My plan is to turn you to a kingdom. My plan is to turn you to a kingdom. Luke 12, 32. You may not look like it at all. There may not be anything near that around you, but that's my plan. God's plan is to turn every local assembly to a town without walls. Run, speak to this man. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Where we are now, notwithstanding, that's where he wants to take us. That's where his plan is. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, said the Lord, be a wall of fire round about, be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. That's the end time church. So get ready for the next phase of explosions. Yeah. Get ready for the next phase of explosions. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God's people in the end time shall become centers of attractions. People to be envied. And people worthy to be followed. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 20 to 23. Thus said the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people, the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. For many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. And in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of all languages of the nations. Even shall take hold of him, the scared of him that's a Jew, saying, we will go with you. For we have heard, or we have seen, that God is with you. That's God's agenda for the end time. That's why we're stepping into a season where minimum 10 men will follow you to church. On their own. On their own. We are trying to catch a picture of God's end-time church growth agenda. God's end-time church growth agenda. If you truly catch it, it transforms the ministry that God has given you. It will transform that church ministry that the Lord has given you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One vital purpose for Christ going to the cross. John 12:32. And now if I be lifted up, I will draw all men So the price to draw all men was paid on the cross. Can I hear you loudest? Amen. Amen. The price to draw all men unto him was settled on the cross. So every unsaved soul in your territory, the territory of the church that God has given you privilege to pastor, is a candidate. Is covered by that verdict. The price for salvation was paid. And all we need to do is to reach out and draw them to the Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He wants all men saved because the price for it is paid. And come to the knowledge of the truth in church where his teaching priests reside. 1 Timothy 2:4. Who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth as made available through the teaching priest in church. So it's clear, therefore, that we encounter visions and revelations through the book, the Bible, the word of life. That's where I saw that I've been redeemed as a king. And it became my habit. My lifestyle from the age of 16. I didn't hear, I saw. I've been redeemed. I didn't even know what I was looking for in the book of Revelation then. I went there anyway. There's always a world of difference between what to hear and what to see. There's a world of difference. It's so difficult to doubt what to see. No. Even Thomas, when he saw Christ, hey, my Lord, my God. We cannot but speak those things we have heard and seen. You can't. You see somebody talking what you can't talk. It's because they are saying what you have not seen. It's because they are saying what you have not seen. I therefore pray that everyone's eyes will be anointed with eyesight. So you can see the mysteries of his plan and purpose for your life. And for the ministry that is given you. And that will settle it forever. It will settle it forever. It will settle it forever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I saw the person of the Holy Ghost. Not I heard. I saw. Holy Ghost, hey, this is who you are. You speak. You guide. You lead. My God. Now, Holy Ghost, I don't want to ask anybody where these folks are living here. Direct me by yourself. Go forward. Make a left. Make a left. Now, here you are. You see it, you can't doubt it. If you heard, you say, okay, I'm believing. No, Holy Ghost, I just wonder who you are now. Lead me to where they are. Accurate GPS. Amen. Glory to God. The difference between what to see and what to hear is why is not to the south, it's to the west. Wide apart. Wide apart. There is no policy of government of any nation under heaven that can tamper with divine agenda. This thing is settled. My God. Church is holding this way in this end time. Whether you are happy or you are not happy, that's your problem. It's a settled agenda of heaven. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Settled. Until you can stop the sun and the moon from operating as created, then you cannot try to talk to stop any of his agenda. That's not possible. The good news is, your days of trial by error is over. Now, let me announce to everybody here, therefore, there is no church ordained to be small. It's our small mind that makes it small. One of my sons came from a city. He said, no church grows beyond 1,000. I said, it's not true. He said, no church grows beyond 1,000. I said, it's not true. Where is that written? It's not true. You made yourself to believe it. Now, wait a minute. No church is ordained by God to be small. Because it's not your church. It's His church that He puts you in charge. Now, you are not taking responsibility, perhaps, as He expects. Every part of a lion is a lion. There's no small part of a lion. One more time, there is no church ministry that's ordained to be small. Come out of it. Come out of that. So every pastor must catch a vision for church growth. That's where the journey begins. Every pastor must catch a vision for church growth. I remember screaming one time like that in Kaduna on a Sunday morning. And I said, well, don't think I'm mad. I'm seeing crowds outside here that you can't see. My God. Till Jesus comes, there's no facility we ever build in this place. The people will not sit outside. There is none. Praise God. There is none. I saw them outside. And they are still outside. They are still outside. No church is ordained to be small. When I saw what I saw, we are not fully 100. But I saw. Please catch a vision for God. It's the cheapest way to walk out of that frustration. Stop looking for excuses. Stop looking for who to blame. Stop casting out devils that don't exist. Take responsibility as will be taught in this conference. I see super mega churches rising everywhere until there's no more person on the street when service is going on. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. So, He may choose to appear to you and to me in raw vision, or He is supposed to locate His plan and purpose from His book. Same. In fact, this one is shorter. Because it's the more sure word. More sure word. It's more sure. It's shorter than the other one we have. It's more sure. Can I hear your amen? Amen. To God be all the praise. Every of God's agenda speaks to the future. Speaks to what? At the end, it shall speak. This is my plan, my purpose, but I'm bringing you to the fullness of it at the end. At the end. That's where many people miss it. They want it now and bam, at the same time. No, it can kill you. At the end, it shall speak. So it takes us through it little by little. Little by little. There is no great ministry that didn't go through the little by little path. little by little by little by little and by little. Exodus 23 verse 30, by little and little, I will drive them out from before you until thou be increased and inherit the land. And now, Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 22, and the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little, that thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. Amen. Little by little. Little by little. So we need the patience of faith to move to the fullness of God's plan, which has no end. Come on now, it has no end. The path of the just has a shining light. They shine more and more and more and more and more until the perfect day, the day Jesus comes back. For now, we know in part. We prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will go away. So it means we are ordained to move from glory to glory, shining more and more, till he returns. Till he returns. So please understand what I'm talking about, because it will really help you. When my time comes, I'm going to heaven, I'll go smiling. I've emptied the things he's put in my heart. And I'm saying it. God is faithful. Grace to stay on and begin to move from that realm of glory to another. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Now, here is it. No matter how bright the vision, you don't run with it, it will never see the light of day. It will never see the light of day. Write the vision, don't stop there. Make it plain on the tables. That he may run that he did it. That he may run, not he may sleep. For the vision of an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak. Though it tarries, wait for it. This will surely come to pass, it shall not tarry. Every vision demands a run for delivery. Let's stop celebrating revelation and visions. Let's take responsibility. Let's take responsibility. Let's take responsibility. We don't run with it, it will never see the light of day. Now, let me show you the importance of this. Jesus is the living word. He was given the Holy Spirit without measure. But you need to watch him as a runner. Amen. If you watch his schedule, sorry, it wasn't video, but you see a man on the run. From one place to another, one place to another. Arise, let us go. Now, let's go over. Let's come down. In fact, his friends thought that he was mad. Mark chapter 5. They went to go and pick him. That he's beside himself. Mark 5:21-23. They went to go and look for him, that he has not been eating, he's not been able to eat because of the task. They said, maybe something's gone wrong. You watch the rudder. He was ministering to the woman at the well. He sent them to go and buy food. They were all hungry. They came back, was very active. They said, sir, I will eat now. He said, I have a meal to eat. I don't know anything about it. Thomas said, somebody has given him food. My meat is to do the will of that sent me and to finish his work. Vision is work. Stop. There is no... My God. God's world works. But it only works for those who work it. Therefore, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. God's world works. But only works for those who walk it. Now, let me show you this. Every revelation caught, every vision encountered, is a spiritual seed. But until you cultivate and plant it, it will remain the same. There be not. It's just like building a model of a building. Is that equal to the building? No. That's where the work starts. Vision is the beginning of pursuit. You begin to translate that model into a building where you can live in. It's work. It's work. Now, we are satisfied with the model. We are just celebrating the model. Oh, my God. Have you seen the model? Fantastic. My God. So, park it now. Park in there. Park in there. That he may run. Yes. That read it. Yeah. Jesus, the living word, was a runner. Yeah. Anointed without measure, was a runner. No excuse for any visionary to sit down with his legs crossed and expect to see the vision come to pass. That's where many of us miss it. God said it, I believe it. That's settled. It's not settled. Amen. I'm not that extraordinary runner, but I've not been on leave since I got on this race. Papa is very lucky. Come and share my luck. It's available. Come and share my luck. You need to share my luck. I could not afford the luxury of honeymoon after marriage. You need to share my luck. It's a lucky thing. Have I been out of this church now more than 3 times since we moved in here in 1999? Share that luck. That was the night I slept in 2 countries before I got home. Amen. You are not a runner. It will never happen. Never happen. Forget it. Ride the vision. Stage 1. Understand what you wrote. Stage 2. Now, pick race. And keep believing till you see it delivered. Because God tempts no man with evil, he will never ask you to do what he has not enabled you to do. God will never ask you to do what he has not enabled you to do. He gives you a vision. He's giving you the wherewithal to take delivery of it if you are interested. If you are interested. If you are ready to give it what it takes. If you are interested. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. The word does not work for those who preach it. It works for those who do it. It doesn't work for those who claim it. It's illegal to claim harvest from a field you have not planted. It doesn't work for those who confess it. It works for those who profess it. Amen. Holding fast to the profession of your faith. Not confession. Profession. The practice. My God. Now, somebody can preach church growth from now till tomorrow. If he doesn't do what it takes to grow a church, it won't grow. You can preach prosperity and then they want to lick your mouth because your revelation is too deep. And you can be suffering deep poverty at the same time. It doesn't work for those who preach it. It works for those who do it. Why call you me Lord without doing what I tell you? Not without preaching what I tell you. Without doing what I tell you. Somebody's soul is changing. If you are not ready for a run, forget it. You just be telling the story of when God spoke to you, but you can't show whatever happened afterward. It's the way it works. I therefore believe in the name of Jesus that today will mark a new day. Amen. Now, just listen to me. Get out of thy country, he said to Abraham. And so Abraham departed. Now, if he did not depart, sir, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Come now, Moses, and send it back to Egypt. If Moses never left, he would die rearing his father-in-law's shoe. He left to secure destiny. That would mean so wrong. He left to secure destiny. Vision without a wrong is a balloon dream. Peter left the boat, left his father, and went after Jesus. Paul never confined with flesh and blood. He moved on. Straight. It has started. We're going to have a lot of things here in this conference. All we are saying is on your marks. You get home. Boom, boom, boom. You're running. You are running straight. They can't say on your marks, I'm going to toilet. No. Before you come back from toilet, the race is over. A run means a race. So every time light dawns, is on your marks, say, go. You don't go, it's gone. Every vision demands a run for delivery. Every vision demands a run for delivery. Every true visionary is a laborer. Now, watch the Apostle Paul. Know you know that the race on all and one receives a prize. So run that you may obtain. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as on a bitter deal. But I keep my body and bring it to subjection so I could get the price I'm halting for. That's a runner. I run, I fight, I labor. I labor more abundantly than them all, yet no eye but this is where I was me. So it's labor, it's running, it's fighting. Forget it. That's why chocolate ministry has no future. I just thank God. I was in Jamaica. I crossed over to Australia. It was quite some tasking trip for me. I now pass by South Africa.
And I remember I needed to go back to the US, so I went there.
Men have traveled. Give the Lord a big hand. Okay, for what? No matter how much you have traveled, you can't travel like more than an air hostess. They have traveled 2 weeks before they can rest. So what have you done? Traveling is not a credential. You don't have to run around with you. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
So it's time to run.
Only those who make moves make news.
When God said this is the place, right in the jungle, right in the forest, in a place going nowhere,
we didn't come sleeping. Okay, God, let's see what we do. No, we believe what we say, so we're going to walk it. My God. Prayer, night, day.
Anointing the ground with oil,
night, day.
Asking every devil, clear off, we are here.
My God. Not that you are rotating, you now sit there in an office. No.
Rework with folded trousers. Re-label.
That's how to work it. Somebody's story is changing.
Yeah. It will build that tabernacle in 1 year, okay? But he too knows that we should know what our part is. He won't come and carry block here.
One day I stood on my feet 22 hours. That's the first day I knew that it's the leg that's carrying the body. I thought they were going on their own before. Amen. Amen. Only those who make moves
make news. For instance, we must remain on the go.
For the church is going to grow, we must remain on the go.
Bringing Christ to the people, compelling them to come to church and meet Christ.
We must remain on the go, or the church will start growing. They said, we have gone and there is still more room. He said, go again. He said, go and compare them until my house is filled. First time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time. Yeah. Keep going. Yes. God's house cannot be filled without people on the go. Yeah. That's better understood now.
We must maintain fire on our prayer altar to keep the church going. To keep the church growing. Before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered with a man child who has had such a thing. For as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. Isaiah 6:7-8.
We must maintain fire on our prayer altar to keep the church growing. If wishes were horses, all the beggars would ride.
Every praying church is a growing church. And every growing church must remain a praying church to keep growing. So there's no excuse. The labor room is regular passage to increase population of a village. You must have to go to the labor room. So we enter the labor room of prayer. The labor room, so many. Praise God. If we must give birth. It is so important. So no matter what we teach here, if you won't go, it won't grow. If you won't pray, you won't see growth. So the vision is not to write and keep and document and then put on your video devices.
I will have been required of this to do this for them. And I will multiply them with men like a flock. Ezekiel 36 and verse 37. I will have been required. So the prayer continues. The prayer continues. The prayer continues. Until we pray, the church cannot grow. Until we remain on the go, we cannot feed the house. Until we go forth, we cannot bear fruit. And for the others, you go, not you sit, go and bring forth fruit. Go, the fruits are outside, and bring them inside. So that powerful vision of the Father God concerning the church is real. But we have to take responsibility to experience it. We have to take responsibility to experience it. This shall be a great time for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shall be a great time for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be a great time for every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please believe in the vision of scriptures. Believe in the vision of scriptures. Believe in the vision of scriptures. Believe is unadulterated. Tried in fire 7 times. Believe in it. Our marriage is 40 years this year. But I saw the vision of heat-free marriage a year before. I believed it, hook, line, and sinker. Even though nobody was speaking it then, I was the most arrogant person saying it. Heat-free marriage. You are waking their nose. 40 years have passed. I'm swimming in it. My God. I saw me a wealthy man, not that I heard, not that I read, I saw. I saw me a wealthy man from the vision of God for me. And you saw the way I screamed. Yay! I can never be poor. Thank God you are there. I saw it. It's not what you read that will turn you like that, like wine. I saw me in my wealthy place. He opened me up to see my place, which applies to everyone in the kingdom. There's a place for you on top, my son, if you're interested. So I'm interested. Then whatever I tell you to do, do it. Vision of a place for you in the topmost top. But whatever I tell you to do, do it. You get there. So one day when they say I'm the wealthiest pastor in the world, they are not lying. I saw it long time. You don't borrow, you don't beg, you don't take overdraft. What is worth? You are not in need. What is worth? Please believe in the vision of scriptures. And take covenant responsibility to actualize it. Believe in it. Believe in it. Many of my people at the base here and around the world who care to listen to the things we teach. I'm not surprised at where we are. I've said it several times. I would not be surprised if we are not there. Thank God for bringing us there. He did. But what he said to do to get there, we are doing it. Can I hear your amen? What he said to do to get there, we are doing it. Just watch me prepare for meetings. You can't talk to me. It's like we're going to defend the thesis. Everything is shut down. Reading, pondering, analyzing, breaking them. So I was preaching to the church in Kaduna 10, 12, 15, 20, the same way I prepare now. You better wake up. You better wake up. Somebody's story has just changed. Within the next 1 year, you'll not just have testimony, you'll be a testimonial. Because something will just turn. Let me conclude this evening. Every turnaround story in scriptures is triggered by sacrifice. Triggered by what? You see, when you talk about sacrifice, people just quickly start thinking about money. No, no, no. Sacrifice. It wasn't money that Abraham took to the altar. Sacrifice. Present yourself as a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Crucified with Christ, yet you live. But not you, but Christ that lives in you. Be dead to self and alive to God. In the pursuit of his task in your hand. And what you are doing is provoking a turnaround. What are you doing? By myself, I sworn. That answered on the altar of sacrifice. On the altar of sacrifice. We are too much at ease. We are too much at ease. To fulfill God's agenda for our life. Things that should be done in 2 years, we are doing it in 10 years. We are not just there. And until your cloud is full, your rain won't fall. So if you like, fill your cloud in 10 years. If you like, fill it in 1 year. This outstanding man, Paul said, I die daily. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Who is my freedom? No, those are all vantages of sacrifice. And now the result. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? The gods have come down to us. Likeness of men. All kinds. By sacrifice. Sacrifice on the altar of prayer. Sacrifice. And across the street corners, the byways, the highways. In pursuit of the Father's interest. Can I hear your amen? Somebody's story is changing. No world changer lives a normal life. No world changer runs a normal schedule. No world changer possesses a normal habit. There's always something peculiar about them. And that's what distinguishes them. There's always something peculiar. There is no ordinary job, it's an ordinary approach that makes it so. And there is nothing extraordinary on his own, but man's extraordinary input is what makes it so. I'd like you to get from here and pick this word. No church is ordained to be small by God. It's an ordinary approach that makes it so. No pastor to be ordained to be a great pastor. It's the input of individuals that brings them to where they find themselves. So get down there. Praise God. Get down there. Get down there. The cheapest to get to where you are going is find somebody who has been there. Understudy him. Instead of reading all kind of funny stories that the very cow, the very fowl. Those things are too cheap to buy. Amen. You don't need to save much money to buy a cow. That's the only way to grow a church. And if they bought 3 and the church is growing, buy 10. You just multiply the effect. No, those are all lazy man's talks. All lazy man's thoughts. Let me conclude. By the grace of God, he's built us this university. But man, he inspired me to know which way to go. So I sat down and studied 9 selected world-class universities. How they began. What was in their mind. How they developed. How the programs were formed. I was out of that study and I declared, Covenant shall be a new generation Harvard. You know for what you are looking for. Go for it. I mean, go for it. Go for it. You see churches growing around you. You find out what they are doing. Find out what they are doing. We had a church next door to us when we first came into Lagos. And then the pastor came to us and said, please, show me the principle of church growth. How we taught him? Only a fence, you know, divided the 2 of us. We were growing, they were growing. We moved to a new site, they moved to a new site. But people won't find outside, they won't find out nothing. They won't read nothing. So how do you want to experience a change? Young Icho has gone to heaven. He taught me to pieces. I was his avowal student. I met someone who has seen it. And I want to see what he has seen. So I went after him. Since 85. We still went after him 2010 here when I bought 400 copies of Building Successful Home Sales and gave to our pastors to study. We need to do something about this home sale. My God. I said, find out 3 things. What are we doing that we should not be doing? What are we doing that we're not doing well enough? What are we not doing that we should be doing? So come up with it. Everybody go and read. And we sat down. And they said, boo! Before our eyes. Between 2010 and 2013, we just erupted. The eruption. Now, we did something this last time. It's very humbling. I said, okay. Now, we seem to have exhausted all that we know from all the materials we have gathered, the inspiration we have received. Now, let's now find out from our members who are very, very active in cell groups and replication to find out what they did. So, we checked the records and found out all those ones who have multiplied 10 times in a year, some 5 times. Tell us what you did. So, we sampled about 100 of them. And then some are about the same. So, we sieved them and then came into a seminar with all the same ministers. We saw 21,000 cells planted last year in this place. People are not willing to learn. Sadly, the future is for the humble. So the people we taught, they are the ones who taught us. By applying properly the things we taught them as applies to their areas where they live. We saw 21,000 home cells replicated last year. My God. So open up. Running with the vision requires that to keep acquiring more and more information on how to make the most of it. It work. Amen. Spiritual work, mental work, physical work is work. His work. His work. His work. May each one of us receive the grace to work God's plan out in our lives. May we receive that grace to work his plan out in our life. Lift up your right hand, everyone, and give God thanks. Give Jesus thanks. We give Jesus thanks. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Shall we stand, please? Now, hear this very disturbing statement. no matter the level of an apostle or a prophet that prays over us, anything he declares that's contrary to your stand with the word of God will not happen.
Yes.
Oh my God, I release the prosperity unction upon my life. He's not a giver. God is not wasting your time. The scriptures cannot be broken.
Yeah,
you are not and can't break scriptures. It's not that somebody pray for me. No, where are you standing? Your covenant stand in the world is what determines what prayer is answered in your life. Your covenant stand in the world. Your covenant stand in the world. Your covenant stand in the world is what determines what prayer is answered in your life, sir. Your covenant stand in the world.
People are together now. They came to your office and you pray for them on the same thing. And then one got his result the following day. Out of 10, we are denying.
You have no stand with God
to connect with that blessing proclaimed. My prayer is that you will maintain a strong stand in the world. A very strong stand in the world.
Amen.
That will make the blessings of heaven flow freely into your life.
Amen.
That will make the blessings of heaven flow freely into your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me have you say, I serve a covenant-keeping Father.
My stand in the
world is what determines his response. To me at all times. So help me, Jesus, to maintain a positive stand in your world at all times concerning all things in the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and pray. In Jesus' precious name we are praying.
Amen.
Last prayer. By the grace of God and what I am, Paul said. But I labored more abundantly than all. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Now grace to labor adequately for full delivery of God's agenda for your life. Go ahead and receive that grace. Grace to labor adequately to maximize God's agenda for our lives. Let's receive that tonight. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us tonight. And I pray that the grace we have asked for will be delivered to every one of us. Let none of us toy with your agenda in our life. Keep watch over our lives. Help us to always quit like men. Let no one's ministry here fail. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our mission here is to look at very, very critical issues on building for the coming generation. Critical issues. We have never seen this kind of thing in our part of the world. We have never. And if you watch, the enemy is waiting for how we will bang it. We will be disappointed. I said, Satan will be disappointed. Never have we seen anything of this nature in this part of the world. Widespread fire.
Yes.
Every town, every city, vibrant ministries. Great Jesus centers. We must not fear God. We must not fear God. We must not fail God.
Amen.
We must not fail God.
Amen.
We must not fail God.
Amen.
My prayer is that any light we receive from here, we will get down to put it to work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We'll get down there to put it to work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The fire on the altar of that church will not burn out.
Amen.
The unsaved that enter into any of the churches will find Christ.
Amen.
The saved one will get established in the faith.
Amen.
The ministry that will last for centuries if Jesus starts must be prepared for. I once said, no one ever arrives at the future he cannot see. Neither does anyone arrive at the future he's not prepared for. You can't. There must be a preparation that secures tomorrow.
Yeah.
And in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever is required to secure the tomorrow of each one's ministry here shall be delivered to us here.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Be refreshed tonight.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
I'm sure someone wants to appreciate God some more with a bigger hand. He deserves that we thank him some more for all of the blessing tonight. Far beyond what we expected, God has communicated to us tonight. Amen. Please be seated just 1 minute before we close the service for tonight. There is no doubt every one of us have been blessed tonight. We have not only just received the word, we have received the power to walk the word. And it will start working from our lives from now.